live. From Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
nursing
and
punk rock Jesus.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've joined us. Congratulations. No, really. Congratulations? You visited jjheadinterest.com. You clicked on the play button. And now you're here with me in your ear holes. This evening, tonight, we will be discussing a number of different interesting topics, I think. We'll be hearing from... What's this jackass's name? Chad Dingleberry, registered nurse. He'll join us here shortly. Then we'll be talking about Jesus and his punk rock ministry against the man that was the Roman Empire. It's going to be fascinating, people. You're going to want to sit on the edge of your seat, tie your hands to the back of the chair, and have this voice smack you in the face for 1 hour. You stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's... Everybody scores big.
It's JJHI Radio. It's 9:03. You're not working. Or maybe you are, one way or another. Enjoy JJHI Radio and orgasm often.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Yeah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from JL's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Welcome back, folks. We appreciate the message from the DJ Depot. Shop the DJ Depot for all of your bass needs. This evening, we will cover a couple of different interesting perspectives. Chad Dingleberry is joining us here on the program for the first time. Mr. Dingleberry is indeed a registered nurse and a man who seems to have a hell of a good time out there in Houston. Chad, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Jeffrey. It's, you know, such an excitement to be here. First-time caller, short-term listener. So
yes.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Well, let's turn that from short to long, Chad. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I would just love that so much.
I'll bet you would. No, we're happy to have you on the program. I understand you are a registered nurse. What type of nursing do you practice?
Well, it's in prosthetics and also in, discount plastic surgery. So we're into all kinds of different things. And actually, at some point, I have my own medical line, like designer medical line stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of hoping I could talk about it amongst other things, if that's okay.
Sure. You're looking to reignite a brand that you have or had at one point. Is that correct, Mr. Dingleberry?
Well, yes, sir. I actually have a site dedicated.
Thank you for calling me, sir. Thank you very much. Your website. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem, Jeffrey. It's such a pleasure. It's named after me and my products. So it's at dingleberries.com. My name's Chad, right? Chad Dingleberry. And it's like dingleberries.com. And on that site, you'll find some amazing new things that we came out with.
Yes.
So also we deal with patients who have some traumatic things that happen to them.
Sure.
And at times, they have to have, you know, colostomy bags, right?
Sure, of course. It's a standard staple of anyone who's had any kind of stomach trauma. You got to get the shit out. You know what I mean, Chad?
Yes, sir. Yes, just like on so many levels, right?
Yeah.
And, well, what we've come up with at Dingleberry's are designer colostomy bag covers. And so you don't have to walk around or tuck it and it just looks awful, right? Especially if you're going to be a person all about town and being seen, right? So we have a couple of different lines and they're all based off, and I think you'll understand when we give you the names, but you know, after designer brands, but we have our own spin on them.
Okay, great. Lay it on me.
Okay.
Well, literally. Don't lay a colostomy bag on me, but please explain to the folks exactly what you all offer here.
You're so naughty, sir. So the first one we call our Dolce Ear Albano. Like,
Dolce.
That is our first one.
Ear Albano.
Yes, sir.
Very exotic, very exotic sounding name.
Thank you. And that is for the gentleman that is literally on the go.
Both needing to go, but also moving in a certain direction, correct? Like someone on a metro bus, for instance.
Well, it has so many different meanings. So what do we call that, an entendre?
Entendre. Yes, double entendre. And you know those Metro buses, they don't have crappers on them. Unless we're talking about the actual, you know, riders. So I would imagine, I would consider getting a colostomy bag just if I only could take public transit.
Well, you know, my doctor, right? Mm-hmm. I might be able to get him to come on at some point, but he can actually do one for aesthetic purposes or just like if you have a long drive and you just tell him to stop.
Yeah.
He has like a, you know, a mechanism where you can just like, you know, blow and go.
I think I remember reading in Elle magazine that, what was it, Kylie Jenner, I'm sorry. She was starting to get into that, to start touting the colostomy bag as a fashionable way to crap on the go. And, you know, quite frankly, I think you've really got something there. So the Dolce Ir El Bagno is a, again, what does it look like visually?
I mean, it's imagine that brand and kind of its known designs and colors, and it's fashionable too, right? So it's fashion forward. You can put it around, you know, the bag, and it's washable, but you know, you usually want to dry clean that stuff because
absolutely,
you don't want to mess it up with your, you know, your naturals that go into your washer and dryer.
Absolutely.
But it's all the nice current prints and things that is out with Dolce. We just apply it and we kind of fashion it around a standard bag, right? And we have four other lines too, not just the Dolce.
Okay.
Okay.
And so give me another example of a good line you have, a popular one,
sure,
if you will. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So we have, instead of Gucci, we have Ducci.
Ducci.
Yeah. Ducci. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ducci. And this here, what kind of color schema are we talking about? Do you stray away from brown or certainly white? Are these brighter colors, muted colors, different for different seasons? What are your thoughts?
Oh no, sir. We are fashion forward here, right? And so what we do is there's a thick inner liner that's washable and cleanable, right? Either dry clean, which we would suggest, right? Just to maintain the beautifulness of the outside.
Sure.
Or it is, you can wash it at home. It's just, you're not going to get, it's not going to maintain the pretty colors. But we do all seasons, right? It's whatever follows. And if you look at the Dolce line has that kind of brownish and then red with some green, you know, because the Dolce is the most popular brand in the world.
I would imagine.
So we have to have something in our store.
That's excellent. And so in this situation, what are we talking about when we're talking about warranty here? Is this a limited 30-day warranty, single duker warranty? How do y'all define that?
So don't laugh, but we have a 2-year warranty on it.
A number 2-year warranty.
Yes, sir.
That's very reasonable, I think. So, and what is it warrantied against? Fraying, discoloration that can't be dry cleaned? If you could expand on that.
No. If someone maintains the, you know, how do I say this? The integrity of everything by following the directions. And if it's sent back to Dingleberries, mm-hmm. you know, we're very like open, kind of like Amazon and taking returns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're pretty, you know, pretty easygoing. So we look at the stuff and examine it. If it looks like, you know, like you mistreated it, then of course you would get service charges back to you. But at the end of the day, we're really just trying to take care of your kind of people that want to be out and about and unfortunately have these conditions and need to look good while doing it.
I mean, folks, you're not buying a Zippo lighter here, but damn near close. We're talking here with Chad Dingleberry of Dingleberry.com. Chad has designed custom, quite frankly, beautiful here. I'm going on to Dingleberry.com right now looking at these different colostomy bag lines, and I like what you've done. I really do. I think this is classy, And this is going to help those who indeed are in that position, whether that be voluntarily or involuntarily. It definitely makes it to where you can strut your stuff here.
Well, and I'd love to share the last three lines with you when you have a moment.
Yes,
I think
no,
those...
we have many moments here, actually. We're coming up on 9:15, so we've got plenty of time to discuss that. Go right ahead, Chad.
Thank you so much. Well, we have a designer line, and people go crazy over this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is the Louis Vuitton.
The Louis...
Yeah.
Vuitton.
Yes, sir.
And what is the main draw to the Louis Vuitton?
I mean, it's Louis. Hello. What person doesn't love Louis? Come on. And it's the most desirable brand next to the Gucci. I mean, it's to die for. And these are collector items, right? Like, I have been sold out of these for months. Oh, my God.
I see. And when are you going to get new stock in? Is this a you know, 6 week, 6 month, you know, issue or what?
Well, I've been battling some fakies out there on,
yes,
like the whatever market. But so we expect our new spring line. We are going to launch it in February, right?
Uh-huh.
Right before spring break.
Good.
And we expect that spring line to go bananas.
I would imagine. And who doesn't like going bananas before spring break? Folks, put your orders in now at dingleberry.com. It's going to be an experience, I think, when you prepare yourself, when you're on that boat on Lake Havasu and every gal out there is taking off their clothes, you want to be able to take off your clothes but keep your colostomy bag on and get the compliments, get the looks, get the questions. Hey, what's that? Where do I get one of those? Well, you get it at dingleberry.com, folks. That's where.
Yes, sir.
Chad, you've got some additional...
Number one in the number two business.
You got it. You've got some additional items here on the website I want you to go ahead and describe to my audience so that they can start putting their orders in right away.
Absolutely. So the next one in our line is the Chanel.
The Chanel.
Yes, sir.
The Chanel number one, folks. It's an excellent colostomy bag. My goodness. And what is the main feature of the Chanel?
Well, it actually has a little clasp on the outside.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Right?
Yeah.
We take the C, you know, the C on it, and we make it into a clasp so you can actually carry little things in there on the outside. So it's almost like not only is it a bag cover, but it's also like a little clasp, a little wallet, whatever
right.
you need
no.
for
yes,
the person to go.
I see that. This is fantastic. Dingleberry.com. It has the clasp. And then I see this gal has attached it to both her navel ring and her belly chain. Very classy. I think that works, definitely, with the right ensemble. So very impressive, Chad, certainly.
Why, thank you, sir. And then the last one, right? Because we all love Breakfast at Tiffany's, right? Have you seen that movie and heard that song?
Hell, I like breakfast anyways.
I'm sure you do, sir.
Especially when it's coming out of the colostomy bag. Go ahead, Chad.
Oh, Lord. That's just free-flowing everywhere, right? So,
Eggs Benedict
and,
there.
Oh, did I hear it? Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll just stop. So we'll
talk about that off air.
Mr. Head. Oh.
Yeah. Thank you. Chad, go ahead.
So,
yeah.
So anyway, in the spirit of Breakfast with Tiffany's, right, we have the Tiffany brand. Well, we have this one called the Taint Me.
The Taint Me.
Taint-a-knee.
Taint-a-knee.
Yes, sir.
The Taintney. Okay, just pulling that one up here. Okay, and again, describe to my listeners what your inspiration was beyond Breakfast of Tiffany's. How do you really represent that here in this product?
Well, what we do is we take, you know, said bag, and we actually make a strap that can actually help it stay bonded to your leg, and it wraps around, and it goes into, say, the groinage area,
oh, yeah.
Right? And so, it has a really nice material, kind of a lacy type material that kind of goes in that area, and it kind of brushes up against, you know, the taint knees and all that stuff. So it keeps it nice and it keeps it secure. And it also is very, very gorgeous. And it just is, you know, rides in that little area and doesn't move, and it keeps it firm in place. And you can, there's little attachments for it too. Like if you just want to like attach things to it, and if it's like garter belts or suspenders, or, you know, just we are looking at coming out with our own accessories that you can strap to it as well. We're just looking at all kinds of options.
Sort of a kink colo bag, right?
The YOLO colo.
Instead of the culo.
I think that might be our next brand, sir. I think you're on to something.
Well, I'm always on to something here on JJHI Radio. It's all about my interests, which are your interests, America. Here with Chad Dingleberry on the program of Dingleberry.com. Designer colostomy bags for any occasion.
And then, you know, sir, next time I'm on, I want to just kind of like drop a hint on our next thing we're working on besides these, because these are literally just blowing up.
I'm sure they are. What happens when these things get overfilled? Do you just buy them in pairs and swap them out? Is that a good way to do it or what?
Well, we do have like at times, we have a buy one, get one half off kind of thing. So if you want to have an extra, but in all of our bags, we have a nice like valve that you can undo, and it's easy, and it has a component or an area where it's easy to drain out. So all of these are made with that in mind because of my field I'm working in as a nurse, you know?
Right, sure.
And so when we do this, we work with these things. I've worked with these things for years, and it's just frustrating to see all these people have to deal with this, and then they don't look pretty either. So why don't we, you know, so we took this in mind, kind of an ergonomic design, and then we built it around that, but we still made those areas accessible. So it's easy to clean out. It's easy to exchange. Yes, sir.
I'm getting excited about this right now. I'm actually considering pulling out the old DeWalt drill and just going to town right now so I can have one myself.
Ooh. Well, let me say, I'll make sure Dr. Impaler is available in case you need his help, because certainly, sir, we'll be on call for anything you need, because, gosh, it would be great if you would wear one of these and... You know, it'd be sad if you had to, but if you did, oh my God, you would just rock it so hard.
I think so. I think it would rock a colostomy bag fairly hard, and then there, you know, it's one extra hole in the body, right? So, hey, moneymaker, folks, right? It's JJHI Radio here with Chad Dingleberry of Dingleberry.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got?
You'll
never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile. The fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
You like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
We got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on. Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
say, can you see?
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Bangor Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
And we're back here with Chad Dingleberry of Dingleberry.com. Chad, a registered nurse, developed a luxury line of colostomy bags that I must say are, I think they're really ahead of their time. And, you know, folks who have to crap differently, you know, why not celebrate it? Get it out however you got to get it out. And do it in style. Chad, are you still there with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
So we're delighted to have you on the program to talk about these custom colostomy bags. Have you thought about delving into other types of medical equipment and kind of bringing a little bit more upscale flair?
We are, sir. I would love just to provide a sneak peek of something that's going to be launching soon. And then hopefully, if you are open to having me back, I can talk about this next line that we're close to launching.
Yeah, lay it on me.
So, what we are in the process of doing is we are going to launch some designer hemorrhoid pillows.
Hemorrhoid pillows. I could use those. I sit on my ass a lot.
So imagine not only being able to sit on something just wonderfully comfortable, but imagine sitting on something that is designer and wonderfully comfortable and just beautiful on top of everything else.
That's great. Looks like we have a call here on JJHI Radio. For Chad, well, he may have disappeared. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Chad. We were looking to take a call, 210-888-9198. Here on the program, JJHI Radio. If you have a question for Chad, maybe you've seen something on the website you like, you're interested in, we'd appreciate you interacting with us, whether you need a hemorrhoid pillow, a colostomy bag, or a pat on the back. 210-888-9198, the number to call. I'm sorry, Chad, you were talking about the hemorrhoid pillow. So what size are these things typically?
Well, they vary, but there is like a, you know, one size fits all kind of in general, but we can get very customized. So we have an app we're going to be launching. Keep in mind, this is not launched yet, and it will be launching very soon.
Uh-huh.
But essentially, we do have, again, a one-size-fits-all and different, you know, designs, different colors, all that other stuff. But one of the nice, cool things with this is we have an app launching with it, right?
Uh-huh.
And that app, if given properly, will take the diameter of your bottom. And then you can upload that, and we can custom design your hemorrhoid pillow.
Wow. So I could get my initials or my face embroidered on the pillow, so I could sit on my own face.
You could, or you can get someone else's face on it. Ooh.
Interesting.
Imagine the gift you could give all your friends.
No kidding. They could all have my face to sit on if they had hemorrhoids. That's a gift right there. Yeah, absolutely. What kind of material is this made out of?
I mean, we're still kind of finishing up, so there's different ones. So I'm going to be a little tight-lipped, you know, on a few of the other specifics.
Sure. I don't want anyone stealing your ideas in my program. That's garbage.
It's okay. I mean, you'll see it on dingleberry.com very soon, and we do have some really cool patents around it, but I think you'll find there's some really interesting materials, and we may just on and Valentine's coming up. What would you think of an edible one?
An edible hemorrhoid pillow.
Yes,
sounds
sir, maybe in the shape of a heart.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get it in bacon flavor, personally.
What's that?
I'd get that in bacon flavor, personally, if I was getting an edible hemorrhoid pillow. Salty, greasy, and delicious. Part of a balanced breakfast, folks.
I'm going to talk to the gals in marketing, and maybe we can whip up a little something for you.
Wow. No, I think that'd be great. Well, Chad, we appreciate talking with you this evening on JJHI Radio. Chad Dingleberry, registered nurse, joining us on the program, discussing various medical innovations. His website is dingleberry.com. Dingleberry.com if you're looking for a luxury, beautiful colostomy bag or perhaps a new hemorrhoid pillow for your loved one or maybe even yourself. Go to dingleberry.com. Chad, thank you.
Pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
You have a wonderful night. It's JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head. 210-888-9198, the number to call. If you've had some problems getting through, we had a few technical difficulties. But nonetheless, please keep calling. 210-888-9198. You know, hemorrhoid pillows. I've tried a Tempur-Pedic. I've tried sitting on bales of hay. I've tried Dr. Scholl's hemorrhoid foot gel. They all suck, you know what? They do. But nonetheless, folks, we continue here on JJHI Radio, 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. If you've got questions, the lines are wide open right now. You've got a question for me. You want to talk about colostomy bags? You want to talk about punk rock? Lay it on me, folks. It's JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
And Bo,
welcome to back to JJHI Radio. How's the Freon this evening?
Hey, doing good. Had a good time listening to your show. I like what a man had to say about the bag, lost me bag.
Yes.
I had a couple questions for him.
Yeah,
maybe you can help me.
Go ahead. Yes, he's unfortunately left us for the evening, but I'd be happy to take your questions myself and direct you to where on the website you could possibly answer them.
All right. I'm wondering, do come in a camouflage?
Camouflage. Like, looking here on the website, go to dingleberry.com, click on sea bags, right? And if you click on sea bags right here, click or tap, right? You can scroll down. He's got a couple of different lines here. And the Dulce Ir El Cabana, El Baño, this is coming in actually a desert camo or a forest camo digi camo package? Do you think that sounds like something you'd like?
Do it come in a real tree. Real tree camo. I want to use it when I'm up in the dib line. Up in the dib stand, I don't want to give away my position.
I understand.
Colostomy bag.
It needs to blend in, yeah. What you can do is you can scroll down and say request design and submit your own PDF of the design that you'd like. This is a very innovative website Chad has created, so I'd encourage you to play around with it and see what you could get.
Well, that's good, but actually I just thought that maybe that ain't such a good idea. Mm-hmm. To have a camouflage, maybe it'd be better to have it the high vis, hunted orange. That way, you don't want no other hunter to just take that for an animal. Then they shoot that pierce dookie bag, and then you get a mess everywhere.
Yeah, and then you
clean up your own deer.
Yeah, and you can't hunt for more animals when you're covered in your own feces. That never works, no matter how many times you try it.
Well, that is one tactic that I have used in the past with some success is to cover myself to cover up the smell, the human smell. Them deer they could smell you. So you can cover yourself in the excrement, and then they can't smell you anymore.
But all they smell is your own excrement, though. You're clearly an amateur. What are you, huffing Freon?
No. No, sir. I've been hunting my whole life. I hunt deer, squirrel, alligator, coon.
What does alligator feces smell like? I'm curious. Is it kind of salty, fishy smelling? I've never smelled it.
Well, I don't know. But maybe you could get them alligator colostomy bag, collect some of that feces, and do your own research.
Where can I get that? Is that, do you know a retailer of alligator feces?
Well, no, you got to come down here to the swamp and get you some of that. I can show you where it at.
It's all over the place, I would imagine.
Well, maybe. Not after you get them colostomy bags on all them alligators. Keep the place nice and clean.
Hmm. Bo, describe your home to my listeners.
Well, it ain't too much, but, you know, it is mine. And, you know, I got a nice piece of land out here. Got a nice piece of land right next to the tank, the water tank. And, it's 100% American made, double wide. Can't beat that.
Do you have running water?
Well, of course I do.
By that, I mean actual plumbing.
Why do you ask?
Well, I was just curious.
Well, I mean, if I didn't, then I would be needing a lot more than just a couple of colostomy bags, don't you think?
Definitely true. Would be convenient, though, on the go, especially if you're in one of those airboats your people like to drive around in. It's the equivalent of the H-Town Donk, the airboat.
Yeah, it is. Sure. Do you have running water, toilet, and all that at your house?
Say that again. I can't hear through your idiotic accent.
Do you got all that? Do water at the toilet?
I have four
toilets. Doodo.
I've got four toilets in the doodoo house. Yes.
And just one house, you call that a doo-doo house? Is it just all doo-doo?
Well, they're more doo-doo rooms for people of your IQ level.
How much do you have in there?
Well, you don't ever see it because it goes down the hole once you flushy flushy the duty duty out the bowl.
I don't know what it is that you're trying to tell me, but I think
think about this. Think about this. Okay. Think about the bowl that Mama used to put on your head and then take the razor and shave around to give you the old haircut, okay? Now turn bowl upside down and grow it by about 4 times. Now, stick
so
a hole.
You tell me that you're taking a doo-doo and a haircut bowl?
No.
You put it on your head?
Bo, no.
That's disgusting.
No, I'm just trying to illustrate for you how this works, right? So a bowl, a large, just think of a mat, use your imagination, right, to think about this. You turn the bowl upside down. You magically make it larger, 4 times larger. You punch a hole in the bottom of it. And you create a nice, comfortable seat around the top of it. You sit on that, and you drop the deuce in there, and then there's a water tank that flushes it down somewhere else that is not where you are. It's amazing.
Well, God dang, Day-Day, that sounds like a brilliant invention. You got yourself a patent on that? Why are you telling everybody about that on the air? That's make you a millionaire right there.
Bo, I'll come out to your place. I'll give you an initial estimate, and I'll get you hooked up nicely.
Oh, that sounds nice. Why don't you come on down here? We'll go out there in the swamp and, fix some colostomy bags, some alligator.
Sounds like a hell of a time. Bo from Beaumont, everybody, on JJHI Radio. Got a couple of bills to pay here, people. We'll be right back with more JJHI Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi. Would you like a pet but just can't afford it? Now there's another option. Call Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. Call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell him Gerald sent you.
BLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nice.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We gotcha. Wamek, DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Glad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Kuru waifu. Come on, come down.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frings Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
It's
DJ Chai Radio. And now, once again, JJ Head.
Welcome back, folks. Very stimulating conversation once again this evening. Chad Dingleberry joining us earlier, talking about his customized luxury colostomy bags. I hope you go to dingleberry.com right now. You take a look at what he's made. It really is impressive. Thanks for the call, Bo from Beaumont. Discovering a couple different options there. And also, really, it's great to talk about modern technology with someone who might not, have discovered it yet. But nonetheless, we switch gears now, turning to Dr. Henry Bollins. Henry Bollins has written numerous papers on the rebellious nature of Jesus Christ and how he may very well be the modern symbol of punk rock in this era. Henry, welcome to the program.
Hello, JJ. It's good to be here. I've listened to your program numerous times, and I have to say I'm very impressed with the level of intellect that you and your users bring to the internet airspace.
I thank you. We really do try here. I'm trying to bring something special, something specific, guided, thought-provoking. It's a program for people like Dr. Bollins, yourself, to come on or all over and discuss things of a controversial nature. And maybe perhaps topics that haven't quite been considered the way most should. So we do welcome you. And I'm curious here, just looking through this, you discuss how the Christ was so embroiled, essentially, early on in the punk rock mentality. I don't know that so many people have a clear understanding. They just think about the divine aspect of this. You've got more input on that, correct?
Well, sure, JJ. A lot of people think that punk rock originated in the 1970s with bands like The Clash.
Yes.
East Coast, West Coast, and some parts of Great Britain. But actually, punk rock dates back even further to times the BC in the Mediterranean space.
Oh, wow. I see. And so you're saying that in areas in the Mediterranean, the concept of the punk rock mentality, not just the music, was beginning to take shape. Do I have that right? Or?
Well, actually, both items there, JJ. I mean, if you look back into any ancient religious texts, you'll see people fitting the description of your modern-day punk rocker, people walking around in ragged clothes.
Yes.
Having poor manners, smelling terribly, haven't bathed in, sometimes years, spitting on people, yelling, speaking in tongues. And then we entered into the musical aspect of it. There's a lot of direct ties between ancient musicians and modern punk rock musicians, even cavemen. Just banging a couple of sticks together is very reminiscent of the punk rock sound, even to the most talented punk rockers.
A lot of screaming.
A lot of screaming, a lot of incoherent noises. If you listen very closely, you'll be able to hear even some ancient languages spoken if you play some classic punk rock records backwards.
I've heard this. I've actually heard about this. If you play I Hate My Life backwards, it talks about the Romans are the man and they shall perish. I remember this. This was written about extensively in the 1980s. Have you expanded on that?
Yes, I believe you're referring to the Youth Brigade. And just a quick plug, we do have a youth section at my church that we call the Youth Brigade, where, you know, we teach young children the ways of early punk rockers and ensure that they will certainly regret their lives long before turning 25.
Certainly. And, of course, the fact that the man is under control and the man must be defeated, correct?
Well, it depends on how you look at it, JJ. Who do you see as the man in these, ancient texts? There's some dichotomy to be had when reading these. It's a lot of open to interpretation. So it's really up to the teachings of
I don't know
whatever church punk rock that you follow, or maybe who your favorite punk rock bands are. Do you have a few favorites that you got in mind? Maybe I can help.
Well, I can tell you this: the Clash were great, but you know, you think about the Sex Pistols, you know, rebelling against the Queen at the time, ironically singing "God Save the Queen," or naming their naming their album after it, right? I might be getting some things confused, but I would say that would reach back to that asshole Herod or Nebuchadnezzar, even before that. You know, just guys that were just a bunch of jerks, you know, that came out and they sent a bunch of people with spears to go, you know, stab the children to death. You know, people just squatting trying to be peaceful, right? That would be the man, the Roman influenced Sadducees, the Greek Jews who controlled the temple at the time. I think those would be apt comparisons to that of the man.
You know, I think you're onto something there, JJ. That whole album could be written, it's written side by side with the Old Testament or the Bible. Actually, some people have said that if you play the entire album alongside of Genesis, it syncs up perfectly.
How is that possible? Because every Genesis album I've ever listened to does not sound like punk rock.
You're a clever one, JJ. I appreciate a sense of humor when talking about such serious subjects.
There's nothing punk rock about Genesis. And there is no Jesus in Genesis either, quite frankly.
Well, one could say that the Old Testament is a bit punk rock, lots of hellfire and brimstone and, throwing feces on people from a higher elevated position.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. It was the punk rock lifestyle. It was, hey, I'm a guy, I'm going to have 5 or 6 chicks in the tent with me, you know, and they're going to get some work done today, damn it. And I'm gonna put on a show. That's as punk rock as it gets, right?
Well, sure. I mean,
you were mentioning feces.
I was referencing G.G. Allen himself had been rumored to say that he was actually the second coming several times. Cited by several biblical sources.
And several girlfriends, I'm sure.
And so it's quite possible that, that's for them to know and us to find out. It's truly a miracle.
G.G. Allen
has survived.
G.G. Allen, the second coming of Christ. Quite a phrase. I wonder how many of the... I wonder how many of the forbidden books from the Qureshi describe themes that were more in line with punk rock. Is it Gnosticism, perhaps, that was, again, this punk rock transition, transcendence that moved from the place of Nazareth, which we all know was comparable to Skid Row, right? That's as punk as it gets. All the way out to places like Ethiopia where the cops are.
Well, sure, but let's just be clear. The forbidden books were ruled out for a very good reason, and that reason being that they were just a bunch of posers that listened to Newfound Glory.
No shit. I mean, really. That is the equivalent of Sum 41, right? No one listens to that crap.
Pretty much just a bunch of guys out in the desert with gauges in their ears and 16-year-old girlfriends.
Well, there's nothing. Well, sure. Right?
But sure, it was a different time.
It was a different time then. That's right. Absolutely.
For a man in his 30s to be dating a 16-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's a grown woman. What are your thoughts on the schism in terms of the Great Schism? Do you think Holy Roman Empire, Byzantine Empire, do you think the Orthodox Church versus the Roman Catholic Church, who's the poser in all of that? And who's real punk?
Oh, I don't like to choose sides here, JJ. It's quite a polarizing question that you're asking there. But yes. Of course, there is some middle ground there. I mean, when we start talking about the Misfits, for example,
right,
had some mainstream success. You can buy their T-shirts at the mall. Does that make them a poser band? Questions that may never be answered.
I think that has to do more about the timeline, right? Before the schism in the Misfits were real punk.
You're talking about when they kicked Danzig out of the band.
When Danzig left, when they crucified Danzig the way that Christ himself was crucified, when they crucified his career, it was the Great Schism of the Misfits, and it will never change. It'll never go back to what it was, the raw expression of pure horror that the Misfits were. I would pose this to you, sir. I would pose this question. The Orthodox Church is more punk rock than the Catholic Church because they smoke more incense inside the church. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more, JJ. You know, that's really a defining characteristic in how punk rock one would be is how much incense are you burning on a daily basis.
That's fair. You're trying to reek that place up. You know, you're trying to elevate the senses of those to the screaming, wailing, and chanting that is commonly associated with going to a liturgical church. That was what Christ had in mind. He was turning over the tables full of money in front of the Jews and saying, "No, sir, you are the man." And I don't mean that in a good way. Your thoughts?
Some very powerful words, JJ. Now let me ask you this. Would you rather sit through an hour-long concert of a Blink-182 cover band or spend 30 minutes in hell?
I'd rather be crucified on the cross.
I think that's the right answer.
As long as my blood got on Mark Hopper, I'm good with that. And then maybe the aliens would come take me back to whatever planet I came from or on.
Sure. Any thoughts on where that might have been?
Good question. I think it's probably outside of our solar system. A very good chance that's the case. I mean, you have the Nephilim. You've got, you know, the individuals that came out of the ground and founded what was the Sumerian world prior to even Jesus Christ being thought of. Perhaps he was one of them, right?
It's quite possible. I've been thinking about this myself. At this point, when will the aliens just show up? I mean, would anybody be surprised at this point? You know, let's just say that all of a sudden it's in the news. Aliens exist. They've been watching us for years. You'd be like, well, it's about damn time.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No surprises.
But are they the man or are they the proletariat?
Well, can we be sure that, I mean, these could be non-gendered peoples or beings. I don't want to appropriate their.
I got it. Are they the ones with the power, or are they the ones that are here to suffer alongside us, like the punks we are? Are they squatters on Earth? What are they? Christ wants to know.
Well, I'm not sure, JJ, but there's only one thing that you can do is keep checking your local squatter's house to see if any strange beings start to show up.
No question about it. Dr. Ballins, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening. We look forward to speaking with you again if you'll have time.
Absolutely. I'd love to come and expose my bullshit to your listeners at any time.
Dr. Ballins, PhD in bullshit, right here on GG Allen Radio. We'll be right back.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie.
I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle
that pie.
You
wanna buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you gotta be at least 6'3",
you gotta be
220 lean,
like a D1 linebacker before
I sell you that pie, alright?
Just like a 12-year-old girl scout.
That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa?
Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fino River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
JJHI Radio. And once again, your host, JJ Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. In fact, it's past that time. We're a little over time. 10:03 this evening. Another successful program, I would say. You can find us on Spotify by searching for JJHI Radio. Should pull right up. If not, you're doing it wrong. JJHadInterest.com broadcasts this program live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central. Next week, we'll be talking about waifus, waifu culture, waifu events, and later in the year, we will invite you to some waifu events coming up. The Weeb Stop off Beltway 8 in Houston. We will be there live for the next few events, interviewing individuals purchasing waifu merchandise. We want your questions about waifu or waifu. We want your questions for next week. We look forward to talking about it, but we do appreciate Dr. Ballins joining us this evening discussing the punk rock aspects of Christ. Thank you, Lord. And we also appreciate, definitely appreciate, Chad Dingleberry for coming on the program, dingleberry.com. Custom colostomy bags for your enjoyment. It's been a wonderful night this evening. I hope you have a delightful rest of the week. A successful week. And a great weekend. I'm JJ Head. This is JJ Chai Radio. We'll catch you next time. Peace out, homies.
JJ Chai Radio is in no way brought to you by The Weeb Stop. Do you want to have sex with a pillow? Go to The Weeb Stop off Beltway 8 West. And Corona Light. It's not bad. We'll see you next time. I'm Twerkbot, and this is JJHI Radio.